This is CliffCentral.com.
Studio is one of my closest friends, and I'm so excited to have her here. We go way back, and every time I have to start talking about her, I get a bit emotional. But I get very excited, especially this week, because she just debuted on one of the biggest soaps in South Africa. In Southern Africa, rather. She is on Scandal as Chichi, and her name is Mbo Mahos. But before we do that, we're just going to jump straight into one of her favorite songs. And you guys would love this song because I also love it. And I hope you guys would love it. And soon after this, we're going to chit-chat to her. She's an incredible person. I love her so much. Those of you that are wondering, you're listening to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Clip Central. And remember, every Friday at 1 p.m., we are live on Clip Central. You can tell your friends, your blessers, your grannies, everybody else around you that the Gilmore T Vibe is every Friday at 1 p.m. And the website is www.clipcentral.com. I don't know how many W's I did. But ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the incredible Mr. Mbo Mahos. It is good to have you.
Oh man, thank you for having me on your show. I'm so excited.
Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing because we've been kind of wishing and talking about this, and look at God.
Look at God. Listen.
I'm even almost like tearing up right now.
Look at God though.
Like, I've been trying to force you to move over so, you know, we can get things going.
No, I'm going to move over very soon.
And
I'm going to
start,
be
like, seriously
over.
Working no, and stop I'm talking moving. And just get the grind up and running.
Definitely. Listen, this song, before I even talk about these incredible things that you have just done or that you're doing, what does this song mean to you?
You know what, Gilmore? This is like my morning song. I play this song every day in the morning when I wake up. It just reminds me of the mercy of God. You know, like, we are nothing without him.
Yeah.
You know, his word says that he knew us before we were formed.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that he knows you. He knows us. He our lives are already set out, cut out, designed, destined to be in a certain way that only he knows. Because also he says no ear has heard, no eye has seen. It's only God that knows.
Exactly.
So this song just speaks to me. When I listen to it, I connect with it, and I feel like, wow, Lord, like, you know, you look back, like, where you come from, and you see that there's been a reason all along. The universe has been whispering. He's been there, like, from day one.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's a beautiful feeling.
And that's Kayam Tetwa Umkhulu Lo
Msebenza.
Yes. That's Kayam Tetwa, for those that are just wondering, what song is this? Mbo Mahos, we go way back.
We go way back, right?
Yeah. Let's start with now. You recently debuted on Monday on ETV Scandal, right?
Who would have thought?
It's Chichi and you're on Scandal.
Oh yes.
Yes.
And it's amazing, you know, because it's such a huge platform, you know. Never in any day did I ever dream this would happen.
Uh-huh.
You would think maybe I'd be on Jet, like, you have no idea.
Tell me how all this happened.
It's a long story,
yeah,
but I'll try and cut it short. So what happened is, you know, I'm very passionate about my craft, and somewhere I was working for a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
I felt I was so frustrated. I was dead within, and I felt like, you know what? It's time I pursue my dreams. It's like there was something that was pushing me, that was telling me, go, like, this is not your place. You're destined to be more and greater than this.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is I handed in, I wasn't sure, I wrote out a resignation letter at work.
Yeah.
And I kept it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Lord, give me a sign.
Mm.
So I was called in for a hearing, at work, and they were complaining about my performance and stuff like that. And it's amazing because I told you just now that I felt so dead inside, and I didn't realize that it was beginning to, people were seeing it, like around me, which is like very toxic.
But isn't it important, when you say that, I feel like it's very important for us as human beings to realize when we are dying inside.
Exactly.
Because sometimes we look, we have like a face that we put, but then when you're in a space, you feel like you're dying. And it's very important that we're able to take ourselves out of that space and we move out. And you were at that point.
I was at that point. I was feeling unproductive. And I said, you know what? It's time. I couldn't take it anymore.
Mm.
So that hearing came on my birthday, and I was praying. If you go to my WhatsApp status, it says stars align, universe illuminate. That's what I was praying along. I was just saying, God, I'm tired. Things need to happen now.
Yeah.
And you know what's also special is in the beginning when God created heaven and earth, he spoke. He said, let there be light. And there was light.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't create or make with his hands. Which
he
is why
spoke into it.
Which is why speaking into our lives is very vital. It's in the word. Like, it's, nobody knows how powerful that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I handed, and so I was called in for the hearing, and then I thought, you know what, this is my sign.
Yeah.
Monday morning, it was on a Friday. Monday morning, I handed in my resignation. I signed up with a casting agency in that week.
Wow.
Scandal was looking for a character.
And there you went.
Talk about alignment. Talk about God's timing.
That's amazing.
And you know, the lady who's in charge of the agency that I go to said, Mbo, had you come like a day later,
you were not going to get it.
You were not going to get it.
So it was just the time. I think everything is it happens when it's supposed to happen.
Exactly, when it's just supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to audition.
Yeah.
And hey, and I remember being at the auditions and thinking, you know, because they were looking for a West African character.
Yes.
And I kind of took a risk and did my audition in a Nigerian accent.
This is,
it's not even how I speak, but I just took the risk and I said, you know what, they're looking for a West African character.
So can you just drop us a line of what you said when you're auditioning? For those that are like, but she sounds so different, but then let's hear Chi-Chi.
You know what the funny thing is?
Uh-huh.
I think the scene that I auditioned for is actually coming out tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was, hey, this is hard. Hey, but what about if we just, you know, you have to, so I love Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi is amazing. She's an amazing young woman, you know, but sometimes I'm scared of her. She's a go-getter. She's ambitious. She's sometimes vulnerable, but, she's an interesting, I can't tell you more, you know, you need watch her and just judge for yourself, but you will love her.
But how do
she
you...
She is crazy, when she doesn't get
it.
Things, she wants to get things done.
In a certain way.
In a certain way, yeah. And she'll do almost anything just to get what she, like her name suggests, Chi-Chi,
she's Chi-Chi. But how do you relate to Chi-Chi, the character on Scandal?
I think the go-getting part.
The go-getting part.
I feel like, you know, I'm always like on hunger level.
Mm.
I respect that because that's where my drive comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It's from wanting it and just being hungry for it.
Mm.
That is so powerful to have.
Mm.
It's such a powerful because it just makes you knock on doors that you've never knocked on before. It makes you do things you've never done before.
Do the things that made the post happen.
It kind of puts you to a place where you're almost going crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Like you're almost going insane.
That's what hunger does to you, though.
You find yourself inboxing, looking for who the head of BET is and saying, hey, look at my profile.
Right.
I can do this.
Yeah.
Can you get me on board? You know, it makes you...
But which is an important thing, because if you don't have hunger as a young person or as a person per se, what's the point of living?
Yes.
What's the point? Why do you exist?
Yeah.
Why is it? Why do you still breathe, actually? Why don't you just...
Purpose.
You know, it's purpose, right?
Purpose.
So I want you to take us back, because now we're talking about ETV Scandal, Chi-Chi on ETV.
Yeah.
Her debut was Monday, and now people are watching, they're falling in love, some are hating Chi-Chi. But... But take me way back when this dream of being an actress started.
You know what? There's something very special that Oprah Winfrey says.
Mm-hmm.
She says that, you know, every person has a design, a pattern that is already cut out, that kind of lays out what you will be, mm-hmm. you know. And she says throughout as you live your life, it's like the universe whispers. You only notice it, like, she's, for her, for example, herself, she says that when she was a young girl, she used to get, like, these roles where she's the school prefect. She's mm. asked to speak in front of the whole school or things like that. So she says that it's like the universe whispers.
Mm.
And I swear
so do
that is exactly what has happened in my life.
So do you think, like, sometimes we don't pay attention to the universe when it whispers to you? Like,
yes.
we're caught up in our own spaces that we don't pay attention.
Exactly. I think so. And it's important to listen, to be attentive.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's funny, you know, when I was from preschool,
mm.
little things like acting in the main school play that is going to be performed in front of, like, our parents and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And you, then, fine, it's just, it's stuff that you enjoy doing,
yeah.
that you just love doing, like, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody knows me, they know that from day one, I've been always on stage acting. If you go back to high school, the high school that I went to in Minda, mm-hmm. they knew me for being in the drama club. They knew mm-hmm. me for
being
a singer.
Were you a drama queen?
If you want to call it, I wasn't a drama queen, but like, hey, in this context, we can say I was a drama queen.
You're a drama queen.
Throughout my high school years, it's just been something that has been following me. And this whole time, I didn't know that it was preparing me.
For today.
For today.
You know, I feel like damn because I'm asking all these questions because I know the answers to them.
Yeah.
But if someone who's listening at home, they just know Mboma Hawks as a girl who posts nice pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, who has everyone jumping into her DMs. I feel like your DMs should be like on fire in terms of
actually,
older men, younger men, blessers, all of them coming in and trying to...
Do you know, it's actually people that, which I find absolutely amazing because it's like, for me, I feel like I haven't done anything amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But to have people that come to you and say, boy, you inspire me. Wow, you're doing such a great job. We're so proud of you. You know, keep doing what you do. Nobody knows how that builds me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
How on my days when I'm feeling upside down and I feel like I can't go on, how that encourages me, and you know, it's like a reminder to say, you know what, girl, you got this.
Yeah.
And also the fact that I think when you get to a point where you realize that your life is not your own,
mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten there, but I'm
you're
there's
getting
times
this
where I see it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you know what, for me, like living my life is somebody else is inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm failing
no,
to
I,
say?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you are there for somebody else. If somebody sees that, okay, Umbo managed to do A, B, C, D. It mm-hmm. means, hey, it is possible.
It is possible.
If God did it for me, why not for you?
This is the Gilmore T Vibe, and we are still live on Cliff Central with Miss Umbo Mahas. My name is... Mboma Hawks. Mboma Hawks, tell me about your upbringing. I understand, or rather I know. I don't even know. I feel weird when I'm talking about these things.
Yeah.
You used to sneak a lot when you were...
Do you know what happened? This thing has been there like since Udala.
Uh-huh.
My mom used to steal...
Uh-huh.
You know, she was so against it. She would go crazy. Like, there is no way that you're going to tell me that you're going to go for drama class. What the drama? How is that supposed to be a proper career in for your future?
Uh-huh.
So what used to happen is I used to hide some clothes in my school bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day she caught me and I was beaten up for it. So I got clever. So I grew up in a flat. My parents live in a flat
in Bulawayo.
Yes,
on Barrow Street.
Yes.
If you are from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe, you know what Barrow Street is all about. But hey, let's move on.
So don't worry, watch me.
What's your name?
Anyway, so what did I used to do? I used to like throw clothes through mm-hmm. the window. You know?
Yeah.
And then my mom will search my bag because she used to do that every day after she noticed that I hide clothes in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get downstairs, I get my clothes,
shove
in my school bag and go to school.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one time, actually, we were preparing to go for a drama club. What do you call this? competition.
Yes.
And everybody at school, like people in my drama club, knew that how my mom was against this whole acting thing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was waiting for me, and I was late.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to sneak out, sneak some clothes into my bag and stuff like that. And when I got there, everybody was waiting. And when they saw me, they were so happy. They were like, oh, Mbo, we thought you were not going to make it. We're so glad that you're here, and we're going to go for the competition, because I was the main actor.
So you've always been a drama queen, I would
always
say.
I've always been acting without realizing it, because this is something. You know what? My mom actually changed me from one school because of that.
Really? But look, isn't this weird now that
our
parents fight our talents so much, and things that we're born with, up to the end, that we keep sneaking out until we make it?
I think that happens with anybody that carries a blessing.
Mm.
You find that there's people around you that fight you. Mm. They don't even know that they are fighting you.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's meant to happen so that it fuels, because for me, it fueled my passion. It wanted... It's, you know, the more my parents resisted that I wanted to do it. The more I wanted to do it. So it like, it doesn't stop you.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And just tell me about, what was your first, I know of all these, you started in school, obviously in preschool, in primary school, in high school, but what was your first professional breakthrough as an actress?
That was when I did a stage play with Mcini Nyoni.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mcini Nyoni,
because you know, he's the person that kind of gave me that platform. I did a play that was a one-woman stage play that was called The Really Stupid Things Men Say.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it. It was very challenging at the time, because here I was an inexperienced actress, and I was double casting into like about 3-4 different characters.
And you were the only, so it was a one stage.
And I have to change characters.
Okay.
1 minute I'm being a man, 1 minute I'm being a lawyer, 1 minute I'm being some, you know, it was fun to do, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having a full house coming to watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like super, super special. I don't know on what levels.
I'm going to read a message that Mcini just tweeted.
Wow.
So there's a part, I tweeted something, and then he responded saying that I directed her in a very difficult one-woman stage play, and she pulled it off spectacularly.
Wow.
She is a very good actress.
Wow.
So that's Mcini, the gentleman that gave you your first breakthrough on stage.
And
he's saying these beautiful words to them.
And also, do you know what the amazing thing is? You know, it's people like Mcini Nyoni. I wouldn't have done it on my own. It's people that realize that there's something in you, and then they use that.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to people like Raised on Bayer. Raised on Bayer is like my arts father. He knows me from...
He's one of the mafias in Bulawayo.
Haven't
he's
you heard that I am the junior mafia? That I'm a baby mafia.
You're a baby mafia.
I'm
he's a
proud
mafia.
Product of... Because Raised on Bayer used to come to our school, Evelyn High, and we were taken through these classes, acting classes, and we were taught certain things about stage and acting and stuff like that. Abo T.H. Moyo.
Mm-hmm.
He's won awards for his stage plays as
well. And he's still teaching a lot of young girls up to now.
Oh, yes. And do you know what? I think that the stream that I was in actually started that.
Mm.
Because we were... The drama club did so well. We were in the newspapers. We were popular at school.
Mm.
And then I think that's where they decided that the school will have especially a theater class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all began.
Mm-hmm.
And lately I heard that, like, my former school, there's kids that have been taken to Italy through theater and drama.
Beautiful.
That's like super amazing.
Yeah. So let's say I'm a parent and I'm listening to you right now, or I'm a teacher and I'm listening to you right now. What would you say to that parent if they have a young person that is just like Mbo some years back?
You know what? I wish that my parents, you know, eventually my parents became very supportive, and they let me do what I love.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wish that at an early age, when they noticed it, that maybe they could have honed it and maybe encouraged it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have gone through varsity and studied dramatic arts and stuff, because
I
knew
that's what you wanted.
That's what I wanted. I promise you, so many times, you know, when you're a kid and you're asked, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was a performer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no, I knew it.
But then you still went on to study architect. But how did it sort of, like, obviously it's not as terrible as it is when you want to study something else, but how did it just sort of like build some character in you, architect, instead of you going and studying theater?
Okay, I actually didn't answer your other question. I think I would encourage parents to, you know, encourage their children,
because
you never know what magic could come out from there. Be it sport, be it, because we are different people. Some people are academics.
Yes.
Some people are
sporty.
Some people, so encourage your child in whatever it is that they want to do. Trust me, they know best. They know best.
Who, the child or the parents?
The child.
The child knows best.
Yes,
huh?
They know best.
That's weird.
But your parents can just channel you and kind of advise you, okay, because they obviously they also. But then you know what's inside of you. You know what's inside of your in your core. You know, you understand yourself more than anybody else can.
Mm-hmm.
So trust them.
Yeah, and now we're moving now. So parents, please trust them. We're gonna move now. So, but you still went on to study architect.
Oh yeah, my dad is a draftsman, so he encouraged me to study architecture. He just said, okay, let's just try this, and then if you don't like it, you can shift into something else. You can do journalism like you want to, or just do something else that's that your that you feel like.
Yeah.
So I tried it out, and I tell you, it was a struggle. I remember, I think I had to be dragged to actually go and register and all of that. There was a brother who was accompanying me, and I was just behind him. I was like, I couldn't care. I didn't care. And being in my first year in the architectural class, I felt like I didn't belong.
Wow.
It was tough. But then I was there. Funny enough, at the end of that year, I did well in my subjects, and I passed, and I thought, hey, maybe I can do this.
Yeah.
So I stuck out for a bit. 2-3 years, went to attachment, and then kind of things happened, you know. My mom fell ill, and she was in South Africa. My mom is South African. She fell ill, and that's when I had to kind of make sacrifices.
All right.
And go and look after her. But then it was another blessing in disguise, because that's what made me move to South Africa.
From Zimbabwe.
So if that hadn't happened, who knows where I would be today. Because I was so comfortable in Bulawayo. I was like, hey!
And you know, you get so comfortable in a space like Bulawayo, but then you forget to chase your dreams.
Exactly.
To achieve other things. Not that I'm saying, I mean, you can still chase your dreams in Bulawayo.
Yeah.
But then when you go out, you realize that you're so hungry, because the only thing that you can chase are your dreams.
Yes.
And that's the only thing that you can relate to when you're in a new place. I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
Recently, you hosted the Bulawayo Arts Awards, and your parents attended and saw you perform for the very first time as a host. How was that process for you?
That was such a... I can't tell you what it's like. Because, you know, growing up as a girl child, you know, being out late at night, telling your parents, or would say, I have a gig. And my mom sometimes would ask, ingaphi imali yakhona?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the money is not there. Mm-hmm. But then you love doing this. You're passionate about this. You don't even know where it's going, but then you were there just doing it.
Mm.
So it was such a proud moment, because they've always heard from other people or seen me in the paper. And they're like, you know, my dad boasts so much.
He does.
When I'm with him, right? When we bump into people that he knows, he'll ask, you know, he says things like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's so, so, so proud of me. And it was... I can't describe what it was like, because that was everything, you know.
And that's
you
the first time after all these years.
After all these years, they've never actually seen me do anything. I think my dad once saw me singing at an event, but that was it. But actually host and, you know, carry myself in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time. It was very special.
Oh, it was special.
Just to have both of them in that room whilst I was just...
And you know what? I feel like sometimes we forget to capture these moments when our parents or our siblings are personal life. I actually, like, I'm just against this thing of when someone has passed on, we feel the need to go to them, to go actually to their funeral with flowers and things like that. Well, you need to be able to treasure these moments.
Yeah, exactly, whilst they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're back here on Cliff Central. This is the Gilmore T Vibe. And I'm still with Miss Mboma Hawks. I'm so happy for you in terms of your journey and what
do you know what, Gilmore? I almost even want to cry when I say this. Oh, can you feel my voice just ring down? You know what? You are initially the person, the very first time that made me realize that there was something.
That's real.
So, you know, I always tell people, like, I can't take this alone. It's like God has sent people in my life that have just made me see the light.
Mm-hmm.
Had we not met, who knows what it would have been. You are the person that said, you know what, Mo, you have something within you. Let's create this brand that is called Mboma Hawks. So I always remember that, you know what, it's like God's, even now, he sends people, there's people that I meet that just help me get to the next step. And like, even now, like with this whole scandal thing, you're the one who went on, you know, you are a Twitter god. And I'm on that tweet. It's like, I can't take the credit myself.
Yeah.
It's team effort.
But it's also hard work. You also have, like, because I feel like you also need to be able to believe in yourself first, and then when you believe in yourself, everybody else believes in you.
Yeah.
So at the end of it all, you also need to make a decision as an individual to say, this is what I want in my life, and this is how I'm gonna get this. And then everyone else, you sort of like attract, you're like a magnet. So you attract, your energy attracts other people, and then they come in, and then they become part of your journey. And like you said before, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans
exactly.
for you to prosper and
exactly.
not to fail you. So
yes.
God will always send people into your life,
exactly.
in our lives, because you also have played a huge role in my life.
Yeah.
I could also go on and we start crying, and we have a crying galore on the Gilmore T Vibe.
Look at me wasting my tears when it's so hard when you're on set and you're supposed to cry.
You don't cry.
And then my tears are like nowhere to be found. That, you know what? The first time where I had a scene where I was crying, it
uh-huh.
was so easy. My tears just, I can do that.
Yeah.
But then the other day, I was like, hey, there was nothing. I was like, hey, there was nothing. okay, it's not going to happen. So it's like, I'm wasting my tears over here.
No, you're not wasting them. I appreciate you. I mean, I'm always like a believer of your work, and I'm a believer of what you're doing. And I'm always there. And people ask me all the time, like, people wonder, there's a time when you talk about people that always who hate you for no particular reason.
Yeah.
There's a time one of these ladies from Bulawayo said to me, Kanti, indavelo chonulo mbo, umbo phela lana, kutwa umbo is kwama sako. That's what they said to me. They said, umbo is kwama sako, you make it too much of a baby.
Wow.
And then they said to her, just live and have your own life. And then I think people don't understand how far you have gone with someone and your understanding, because it's just more than talking and saying hello and calling each other.
Exactly.
But sometimes it's you have to be spiritually connected.
Yes.
You have to,
I like that,
you know,
spiritually connected.
And if you're not spiritually connected, it's hard to become friends, even to be in a relationship with anybody.
Exactly.
Rather, you need to be connected to them.
Yeah.
So for me, I also have like a lot of things to say, but it's about you today.
Let's talk.
It's about you. And let's talk about scandals. Of course, you're on Scandal. I don't mean the actual show that you're on right now.
Yeah.
Don't you think this scandals prepared you to be on Scandal?
Who knows?
Because there's a time when you're in the newspaper and they say that Mbo sleeps with sugar daddies for her to be where she is. What does it do to you as a girl child?
Do you know what? The first time when I heard that, when I read that, what pained me is this was like another lady saying these things about me. That I didn't care about story, but then the fact that it was another woman.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like, you know, as women,
mm-hmm.
we need to keep the solidarity going
on.
Somehow it's like we're sisters, you need to look after each other or something else, like girl code stuff, you know.
But
what
it wasn't there at that particular time.
But then, you know, honestly, because I'm human, it crushes you. I remember, I think I stayed for something like 2-3 weeks.
Yes.
And I couldn't get out, I couldn't do anything with myself.
Mm.
But then I appreciate those things, because that's what grows my croc skin.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what gives me thick skin.
Yeah.
So now when
you need
stuff
thick
like
skin in this
you
industry.
Need thick skin
you
need in this skin, industry.
Yeah, you need thick
so
skin.
So now let me tell you what. When stuff like that happens, the other day I saw a comment, somebody commented and says and said, Mbo went to SA to try and build a career. She's eluded by fame. What has come of it? Nothing has happened. You know.
Look at me now.
And at that time, I already knew like that. Oh, this was going to be on Scandal. Yes. And I was like, I'll let God deal with you.
Look at you now.
You know, so I appreciate those because also that gives me drive and say, I ask myself every time something happens, you know, it's like I'm hosting the Bulawayo Arts Awards. I always challenge myself and say, okay, it's going to blow up. It's going to be exciting. After that, what next?
Yeah.
I always say, what next?
But it's important to ask what next because you don't get comfortable in whatever that you've achieved.
Exactly.
Because I feel a lot of us, we're so comfortable in saying, oh, hi, my name is Gilmo T. I work at Cliff Central.
Yes.
Or I work with Cliff Central. Or hi, my name is Mbo Mahawks. I'm on ETV Scandal.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's bigger now.
Yeah.
But then we get caught up in that and we forget to actually work.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yes.
So for me, the biggest challenge was keeping the secret that you're on Scandal.
Okay.
Because you told me like way back and I've been keeping it. And I even remember having a conversation with the Bulawayo Arts Awards, people saying that you better because you know how people can dilly dally in terms of just finalizing on deals.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to them, you better get this go to be on to host these awards, and they wouldn't get it.
See,
but you know,
talking about people that are sent, like God sent people. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows what gave you that drive to say no? Let's go with you know to be even there in the first place.
Yeah,
you see how God works.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And I'm at home. I'm sleeping. I'm waking up. I'm like, you know, it's like God is using other people so that. You know,
like your path is just already prepared. You just need to wake up and be attentive, I think, sometimes.
And then you don't see that and you don't appreciate it and you don't give credit to where it's coming from.
Mm.
Come on. Yeah.
But to the other gentleman who posted on commenting to you saying that you're eluded and all that.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Look at you now. But with the scandals, not the scandal that you're on now, with the scandals, what did it bring out of you as a person? Because, you know, every experience we go through has to bring something out of us. What has it brought out of you now that you say, you know, I'm proud that I go through these things, that I'm dating this other person, I sleep with this person, I've done this with this person. Even you have slept with an animal. You have slept with a building that you stand next to. That's how much everyone is obsessed about. Back in Zimbabwe, everyone was obsessed about you and why you're this girl, why you have these opportunities.
Yeah.
What does it bring out? The one thing that you feel like this I got from these scandals and from these bad publicities.
Wow. You make it sound so hefty. Okay.
Hefty.
But
ooh,
I think, you know, it still goes back to that. Like I just said it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what gives you to say, you know what? I'm going to prove. I don't do things for anybody. It's just that I'm focused on my hustle. I really don't care what anybody else thinks. I just have this thing that's within me that just pushes me and drives me. Why, I don't know. But then sometimes, you know, because we are human and you see those things and it hurts you. So what happens to me is it hurts me, I get over it.
Uh-huh.
And that's my drive to say, you know what? I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yes, you need to.
So that's where I say that's where my drive comes from. Because I'm like, and I'm like that. When I want something, I want it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, but I will get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's where my drive comes from, actually.
Okay. I mean, you have received quite a lot of positive messages from people.
Yeah.
But before we go to the positive messages that I'm going to read out for you, you once did the Zimbabwe Music Awards as a red carpet host, as a guest presenter on stage, besides the play that you did with Mqwini, and all these other little things that you were doing. So when you were doing them, what was the main for you? What was the main outcome for you?
It's funny because, you know, my first love has always been acting, but then somehow I fell in love with TV presenting, and then I thought that's where my strength was, and I thought let me concentrate on this. Just when I was concentrating on that, my first love came back and said, hey. So it's like my ex-love came back and said, hey,
so you're going
I'm still
back
in
to
love
the
with you. Yeah.
Okay. I'm hoping not
which
the actual exes that we know about, but let's talk about your passions.
So which is what, and I always, you know, I always say that, you know, being an artist is the most liberating thing, mm-hmm. because you constantly grow into something else and it is so wide.
Yeah.
Because from acting, and then you are on to presenting, and then you're hosting an event, and then you're on radio.
Yeah.
And then you know, you constantly grow into other things, and then you're script writing.
Yeah.
And then you're producing
the next,
you know,
thing,
like
Boma House Productions.
Yes.
Right.
It's like it's growth. I'm excited because I'm one person that gets tired of doing something over and over again.
I always
want to challenge myself and do something else that's more exciting. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why sometimes I think I'm like, it looks like I'm all over the place.
But it's okay if you're all over the place and you're seeing progress.
Exactly.
Because I think like you don't need to be all over the place and not have progress.
Yeah.
It's always important when you're everywhere, and then you're seeing some progress, because all these things are interlinked either way.
Yeah.
Because when you're on radio now, you're trying to perfect your voice and how you sound.
Yeah.
When you're on TV as a presenter, you sort of like need to be aware of the surroundings and the people around you that feed into whatever that you're talking about. And now when you're on stage, now you portray, hey, it's Kiwa.
Yeah.
Portraying someone else.
Exactly.
And
And so, you know, what I've also realized is the importance of getting to learn about those things, like the different crafts. I signed up with...
you can mention them here in Christopher.
An institution, it's called Media Concepts. They're under SABC.
Uh-huh.
They do like little short courses that take you through presenting, acting, and they teach you like the techniques. And these courses are conducted by professionals, people that are actually in the industry, the Kimberly Stars.
Yeah.
There's a lady that's on the news channel, the E! News channel.
Yes.
An Indian lady. She's very hardcore. She's like, what's her name? Short lady, but dynamite, hey? She's amazing. She taught us a lot.
Mm.
So it's like, you need to learn. Being talented is not enough.
No, that's the thing.
Educate yourself. Otherwise, you'll be on set and you'll be looking like a momo when they start talking
like
about technical stuff. I'm saying that now because I'm on Scandal. Uh-huh. And
let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. I am on
Scandal, and it's a very professional platform.
Another moment.
Oh no! And you know, there's like little things.
Yeah.
That you need to know, like camera work, you know, how to find when you're acting, you're not looking into the camera unless you have to.
Yes, yes.
So there's, you know, technical things like maybe words that they use, like fly this, which means take it off, you know, continue it. You know, like there's terms. Sometimes I need to ask, or sometimes like between sentences, there's what they call a beat. And I'm like, huh? Beat? Like, is there somebody who's gonna come in and start beating the drum? You know, things like that. Uh-huh. So it's also another learning curve. So I'm learning. It's beautiful, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm getting like books from the bookstore.
Mm.
And
oh, you read too?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually reading Lyra's book currently.
Okay.
She just released a book.
What's up, Lyra? Can you give me a book too?
Oh man, about her journey, how she started, and all of that. Mm-hmm.
Isn't she like a beautiful soul? Though?
I love her. Mm. I love her. You know, the fact that also she's connected to spirit. She knows her purpose. You know when you know who you are whose you are.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Full stop.
You don't need no validation from anybody.
We are back on air with Miss Boma Hugs, and this is the Gilmore Tea Vibe.
Thank you for taking care of me. You know, I'm actually enjoying this coffee.
That's what we do at Cliff Central. We are fancy like that. We give you coffee.
Wow.
We give you cookies.
I even got a rusk.
Oh, it's called a rusk?
It's a rusk.
A rusk?
Yeah,
okay.
It's a rusk.
It's the English, guys. You can't say, you know, these things. So, right. So, we are on the Gilmore Tea Vibe here on Cliff Central. And every Friday at 1 p.m., we are live on www.cliffcentral.com. You can download the application on Android and also on iOS and other phones that I cannot pronounce. But I think many phones use iOS and Android. Right,
so iPhones are
iOS and the rest is what?
Okay,
is it Android?
I'm not like an iPhone person,
all right, but either way, you can just download and you can listen. Mbomax, it's such a pleasure to have you. I mean, it's so interesting.
It's a pleasure to have you, Gilmore.
To have me?
Yes, because you're like...
Okay.
You are like... You know, you are like my... You know that one friend... You feel like you can just
open up yourself.
I know you are very plain rude, but then I appreciate that about you because you're honest. Not so many people are open and honest and can tell you that that yellow is yellow.
Yeah.
It's not red. You know, most of us coat and we want to make our friends feel good. But you are very blunt. Yeah. So I appreciate that about you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you too. But the industry is full of people that are not... honestly, let's talk about honesty in the creative industry and the arts industry and how important it is. It doesn't exist, right?
It doesn't exist. And the minute you are honest, people take it in a certain way and they feel like you're trying to shame them. But then it's like constructive.
Constructive. Yes.
Criticism.
Yes, yes.
Yes, exactly. It's how you take it. So, which is that's why I was saying, you know, like even if I get negative comments, it helps me work on myself and I say, okay, how do I fix this, you know?
And you pick something from it at the end
and
of it
know,
all.
Yes, exactly, because it's not everybody that's going to like you, honey. I've accepted that. I think the first step is acceptance.
Yes.
You know, it's not everybody, you're not everybody's cup of tea.
No, you're not.
There's going to be people that are like, ooh, Chi-Chi, like we hate her, you know, but it doesn't mean...
But that's the whole point because they follow your work then.
Exactly.
Because I feel like sometimes our industry is full of people that loathe. If you do not know this English word, let me just break it down to you.
I know, but I can't even spell it. L-O-A-T-H-E.
Yes. So I feel sometimes maybe we also misunderstand hate for loathe. Because sometimes there's people that look at you and they see you living your dreams. And they wish they could be like Mboma Hogs.
Yeah.
They wish they could be like Gareth Cliff. They wish they could be like Homozo. You know, I'm mentioning these names around you. Can't you see like I'm prophesying in your life?
I receive
it. Now they start getting this hate because you are living your dream per se.
Yeah.
So it's not like they hate you, but they're the same people that will follow what you're doing.
Exactly.
And they'll never come to you and say, Mbo,
yes,
you're doing well.
Yes, I've actually noticed.
Right?
That.
And then the shadows.
What, yeah, the shadows. So do you know what I normally do?
Uh-huh.
I break the ice.
Uh-huh.
I kind of approach them and say, hey, with a huge
smile. Do you want to throw a name that you broke an ice with?
I actually didn't tell you who I did that to.
Yes, you told me.
Exactly.
But you want to tell everybody else?
No,
or it's
no,
not
no,
okay?
No, 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 it's fine. I don't want to embarrass
people.
Yeah, it's really not necessary. But it's just be the bigger person.
Yeah, you always
every time,
need to
the
be.
The whole time.
You
yeah.
always need to be.
Yeah.
Are we going to see you anytime soon as a TV host?
I want to. Do you know what? You know, I.
Because everyone keeps asking about Tatawena.
Everybody
they tweet, they keep asking, is Mbo coming back?
Yes, why not?
Yeah, so she's
second
coming back.
Second season should get to should be there already.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, we've got some people throwing in some money. Very soon you
let's
should be
make
back.
It bigger and better. Why
right?
not? Yeah.
And put it on a bigger channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, not really.
You
Zep
know what?
We love you too.
Radio, TV.
Mm.
Okay, if I say TV, it's like, NCC, what are you talking about?
Like, you are there already.
Acting, presenting.
Yeah.
You know, let's do it all. Why
we
not?
We need to do
if,
it all.
Yeah, you need to seize like all the opportunities. You can do it all.
Well, this is like a huge thing. You had such a huge break into the South African industry, joining Scandal. I mean, I'm sure there's other girls that are looking at you. They're going.
You know what? Okay, first and foremost, the sun shines for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, God has chosen this time and say, okay, Danami, this is your time.
Mm.
So I'll bask in it.
Mm.
But then it doesn't mean that your turn is not going to come.
Yeah.
And also the other thing, like I said, I don't do it alone. I have such a solid backbone.
Mm.
Like I've people behind me. I mean from
not like literally because you know how
you know from my partner Andreas, you know, it's like he's
yo, what's up, shout out to
very
you.
It's very hard to be in a relationship with an artist
because
you are exposed to so many people.
You
know, it's like it's crazy, it's hectic around. And then sometimes when we get to places, I remember when I was in Bulawayo, because everybody knows you. So this person will come, and he's just been designed for me because he knows how to take all of that without feeling jealous, without being upset that you know my time is there's kind of almost like divided attention.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't feel like that. He mm-hmm. knows, okay, this is more. It's like I think he just fits in like a perfect.
It's
glove.
A beautiful thing because you know how sometimes people get intimidated by the
yes.
sunshine.
I've
that
been
you get.
With people. Previously, that
wow,
felt like
I don't know that.
You know, that felt like you know they needed to compete
with you.
Me. Mm. They needed to be also in the same industry
you can't
and stuff
with
like that.
Grace, you
cannot compete with Grace. Mm. So he understands that about me, and he just makes it so easy, and he's very supportive, like all the way. Which
oh.
makes it, you know, sometimes when I come home and I'm out, like I'm tired, like on set, maybe I've been shooting like the whole day, and he says, you know what, you're too tired, just. Let's kick our feet out. We're gonna have soup and bread, and just sleep. You don't have to cook.
Wow!
I promise you.
That's
I promise you.
That's a beautiful thing to have.
That is a beautiful thing to have. Imagine if I'm a mother, you know, and I'm juggling. You know, he's just gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna take care of the babies.
Are you planning
relax.
To have babies anytime soon?
Not anytime soon, because I'm seriously like concentrating on my career right now, and I think we're just comfortable with our space right now. We are happy with where we are and the way things are going, because he's also like he's a professional and he's busy with his work, which is amazing. It's like for both of us, it's like my stuff is happening, you know, my dreams are coming true, and he's also busy, he's doing his stuff, and it's amazing when we come home. It's like, what have you been up to?
Which makes it interesting.
Which makes
dating
it interesting.
Someone from a different profession.
Exactly. Yes.
Makes it interesting.
And he constantly talks about how I've opened his eyes to like new and different things, and it's amazing. It's beautiful
gorgeous.
It is beautiful to share it with somebody.
Right. I'm going to now go into these very nice messages that you've been getting after you broke on ETV Scandal. A lot of people have been sending you messages. Your phone should be buzzing by now. If you are not getting enough, you can
it's
use your phone
crazy.
As a vibrator. Right.
If I tell you, I woke up with 1,000. I'm not exaggerating. 1,000.
You're a drama queen. You're allowed to exaggerate.
On my Facebook. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. See, 1,002
requests. That's
just
everyone.
Like
so,
last
yeah.
night when there was just that. It's like
it's 1,002 actually. Wow, that's a lot.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna read some messages. So at Ken's _ Casa, they said, "Well done, Boma Hawks, for inspiring thousands of young girls and showing them that no matter where they come from or their present circumstances, they can make their dreams come true. One day you realize how many people this Bulawa girl has inspired."
Wow. Wow. That is deep, eh?
That's deep. And
because, like I said before, you know, it's always like, what have I done? I haven't built a school. I haven't done anything amazing. But there's people that appreciate you. I can't tell you what that does to a human being.
And it's beautiful. And someone, Mini Ensha, said, "I never watched Scandal, but head to Simbo Mahawks tonight," which is on Monday. "Congratulations on your new role. So excited and proud of you."
Oh, awesome, guys.
Right?
You know, it's like, I wish I could respond to each and every message, but then it's like so much. But then in my heart, I pray that somehow I'm exactly that. You know, I am shining that people can see God. You know, not just me, but God, and believe that the same can happen for them. Which is why sometimes when I can respond, I'll tell someone and say, "I pray the same for you too."
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's servant leadership.
Like, I pray the same for you too. That like, can God? I pray that God visits you in the same way and do like super amazing things that you've never imagined, just like He's done for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know we're almost like at the end of the show? Like, literally, we're left with 2 minutes.
Wow.
I'm going to read one more message. So, okay. This is addressed on by. It says, "DM Boma Hawks, the mafia met you when you were still playing the drama at Evelyn in Bulawayo. The mafia is watching your every move and is pleased. Remember to never forget where you start."
Hashtag Boma. That is important. That is important. Never forget where you come from.
Yeah.
And never be ashamed of who you are or where you come from.
Yeah.
Because that's your story.
That's your story. No one's else.
Yeah.
That's yours.
That's just never be ashamed.
Can I drop 2 more messages? I feel like there's so much love coming in. Miss Red, who's one of the biggest radio personalities in Zimbabwe, she said,
and she's taking over Africa.
She's taking over. Now wait. She's like, "I'm super excited.
said.
I love Miss Ray. Today, she's gorgeous.
Just keep quiet. Okay. Let me read this. Today we today we celebrate a queen and her rise to the top. Mboma Hawks will be on ETV. Yes, girl, show them. Hashtag Mboma Hawks. Wow. And at Grant Moyo says, Mboma Hawks is a real boss. She don't need royal blood in her ancestry to know she's a queen.
Wow.
The truest way to know she's a queen is how she encourages the women around her to find their inner crown too.
Wow.
Hashtag Mboma Hawks.
Wow, I've never even said that myself, but you're, wow.
Right.
Are you trying to like ground me so I like just sit in my corner? Because that is like super humbling.
You should go through all your tweet messages. I mean, there's so many of them. And a shout out to everybody who's been sending you messages. But we have like 45 seconds to close the show. And we are listening to the Gilmore TV Vibe on Clip Central. But can you just close by a word of encouragement to a young person or to a young woman who aspires to be better? What would you say to them?
You know what I would say? I once got an opportunity to interview Justice Maposa, and he said he's a very successful IT businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that had he not believed in himself, he wouldn't be where he is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same.
Mm.
I've always kind of believed in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So believe in yourself and never give up.
Mm. That's it?
Never give up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mboma Hawks in the house. And we are closing the show.
Woohoo!
Such an exciting time to have you on the Cliff Center, and I'm so blessed to have you in my life as a friend.
Oh, Dictana, Dictana, great sana.
Right? I also love you so much, and I'm so blessed to have you as my friend. And we're going to close the show with one of your favorite songs. It's called Ama Blessa.
I love that song.
Blindo.
Thank you.
is CliffCentral.com.